ever get that feeling? You know, like you're totally stuck on something, even something simple. Mm-hmm. Like you should be able to do it, no problem. But you just hit a wall.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that with coding sometimes, you know?
That's
so they call programmer's block. And get this, it's way more common than you might think.
Oh, for sure.
And you want to know something really interesting.
Yeah, what's that?
It's actually a lot like writer's block.
Really?
Yeah, that blank page, that blinking cursor dot coders get it too.
Huh.
So today we're doing a deep dive on a research paper about all this.
Okay.
We'll look at why programmer's block happens, how it connects to what writers go through, and some ways to break through it.
Sounds fascinating.
It really is.
What's fascinating about this particular research is that it goes beyond anecdotal evidence. We've all heard the jokes, the memes about late night coding marathons fueled by caffeine.
So they really wanted to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Like, is this really a thing?
Right.
Or just, you know, coders needing another cup of coffee.
Exactly, exactly. So they interviewed 15 experienced programmers for this study.
Okay.
We're talking years of experience.
Wow.
Mastered multiple coding languages, you know, the kind of people who could build you a basic app in their sleep.
Coding ninjas. So what'd they find out?
Okay, so get this. 14 out of the 15 of these expert programmers admitted to experiencing programmer's block.
Really?
And not just like every once in a while, but regularly.
Wow. So it really is a thing.
It really is. So if you ever felt stuck on a coding project, you're in good company.
14 out of 15. That's like everybody.
Pretty much. And it's interesting because they actually went on to identify different types of programmer's block.
Okay.
And they found it often comes down to two main culprits. Conceptual blocks and performative blocks.
Okay. So let's break those down a little. What exactly is a conceptual block when we're talking about programming?
So imagine you're starting this huge home renovation project.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You're super excited. You've got all these big dreams. But then you realize you have no idea where to start.
Yeah.
Like, do you remodel the kitchen first?
Mm-hmm.
But what about the plumbing? That overwhelming feeling of where do I even begin?
Right.
That's kind of like a conceptual block.
Yeah, I've totally been there. I bet a lot of our listeners have too. It's that feeling of being lost in the woods, but with a project.
Exactly.
So how does that translate to like actual code?
So for programmers, it might be like they have unclear project requirements.
Yeah.
Or maybe there's a feature that's kind of spiraled out of control.
Mm.
And they get that sense of, wait, what am I even building here?
Right.
Or maybe the project's just so big and complex, it's overwhelming just to think about it.
Makes sense. So then on the other side, you've got these performative blocks. What's that all about?
Well, think about the pressure of performing in front of an audience, right?
Yeah.
For some people, it's exhilarating, but for others, it's debilitating.
Right.
That fear of messing up or, you know, not being good enough can just completely derail their performance.
Right.
Performative blocks are kind of similar.
So it's like being frozen in the spotlight.
Exactly.
And it's not about not having the skills.
Right.
It's the pressure that gets to you.
Exactly.
How does that actually play out for programmers?
It could be like this need to write perfect code right from the get-go.
Oh, I see.
Which, you know, leads to analysis paralysis.
Right.
They're overthinking every single line, second-guessing themselves constantly, and then ultimately they freeze up.
It's so interesting how much this connects to things outside of just programming, you know?
Yeah.
Like, have you ever procrastinated on a big presentation?
Oh, yeah.
Because you're terrified of messing up.
All the time. Happens all the time.
Or felt overwhelmed by a project because the goals weren't clear. That's conceptual and performative blocks in a nutshell.
Exactly. And I think that's what's so cool about this research is it shows that these blocks, they're not specific to, you know, one job or skill set.
Yeah.
They're just a fundamental part of any creative process.
So we've been talking about all these different kinds of blocks and how they can really derail your work. But here's where this research gets really cool.
Okay.
They didn't just stop at identifying the problem. They actually looked at solutions.
Right.
And you want to know what they found?
What's that?
A lot of the things programmers use to, like, bust through these blocks are surprisingly similar to what writers do.
Really?
Yeah. So one thing they looked at was how programmers actually approach the process,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, how do you go about writing code? And it turns out, just like writers, there are some people who, you know, they're like pantsers.
Okay.
They just dive right in. They start coding and figure it out as they go.
Yeah, just go with the flow.
Exactly. And then there are the plotters,
uh-huh.
the ones who meticulously plan everything out before they even write a single line of code.
Right, the organizers.
Yes. I'm definitely more of a plotter, personally.
Yeah.
I need that outline, like a roadmap.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've also learned to kind of embrace a little bit of the pantsing.
Sure.
When that inspiration hits. Did they find that one of those styles was actually better for, like, avoiding blocks?
Not really, no. It seems like the programmers who are most effective, kind of like writers again,
yeah.
are the ones who are adaptable.
Oh.
They can switch gears depending on, you know, what the project needs.
Interesting.
Or what problem they're trying to solve.
So being flexible is key.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it makes me think about how writers will often use, like, different drafts and revisions to kind of refine their work. Do programmers have something similar?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Think about prototyping. It's really common in software development. Basically, you create, like, a simplified, kind of experimental version of the code first.
Okay.
Just to test out ideas, see if there are any problems.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a first draft.
Makes sense. It's a way to just get the ideas out there without being so worried about making it perfect.
Exactly. Exactly.
Speaking of perfection, you know, the paper actually mentions this one programmer who admitted to rewriting an entire project four times before he felt like it was right. Four times.
Oh, what? It's kind of reassuring, though, to know that even those really experienced programmers, they go through it, too.
Yeah, it's not just you.
They don't get it perfect the first time.
Definitely not. And I think that's a great example of why it's so important to, you know, just embrace the process.
Yeah.
Whether you're writing code, a novel, music, whatever.
Right.
It's rarely just a straight line from start to finish.
It's all part of the journey.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into programmer's block, what are some key things our listeners can take away from all of this?
Okay, well, first of all, if you've ever felt stuck on a coding project, you are definitely not alone.
It's incredibly common.
Incredibly common, even, you know, amongst those really experienced programmers.
Right.
And I think the second thing is that programmer's block, it really does have a lot in common with writer's block.
Yeah.
And understanding those different types of blocks, like we talked about.
Yeah, the conceptual, the performance.
Exactly. Can help you kind of pinpoint what's tripping you up.
Right.
And then maybe find some strategies to, you know, get past those challenges. And finally, you know, don't be afraid to experiment with different approaches.
Right.
You know, try planning everything out meticulously or just dive right in.
Yeah.
Try prototyping and don't be scared to, you know, scrap something and start over.
It's all part of it.
Exactly. Exactly. The important thing is to find what works for you.
That's such great advice.
Yeah.
And you know what? This has really got me thinking. If programmers and writers face such similar challenges, I wonder if there's a way to actually help prevent some of this programmer's block.
Right.
By teaching these strategies early on.
Interesting.
Like, what if coding education included more brainstorming, more outlining, you know, maybe even free writing?
Yeah, that's a really cool idea.
It's a really interesting thought, you know? We'd love to hear what you think. Head over to social media and tell us about your experiences with programmer's block, writer's block, or, honestly, any kind of mental roadblock you've faced. You can use hashtag deepdiveblocks. Until next time, happy coding, happy writing, and keep those creative juices flowing.